This is KUT 90.5. I'm Nathan Bernier. A classic Austin restaurant, Green Pastures, is under new ownership and has a new name and a new look. So here to talk about that is Austin American statesman restaurant critic Matthew Odom. Hello, Matthew.
Hey there, Nathan.
Green Pastures has been around for a while, hasn't it? I mean, how long has it been around?
It was a restaurant since 1946 there in South Austin. There's an apocryphal story that they had the second oldest liquor license, I think, in the city. A lot of people will remember Green Pastures as being the biggest state where there were peacocks roaming.
Are the peacocks still there?
There are still peacocks there.
What's the name of the new place?
The new restaurant is called Maddie's, and Maddie is taken from the name of Martha Falk. That was Maddie was her nickname. She was the mother of the original restaurant's founder, Mary Falk Cook.
So what's Maddie's?
Green Pastures was purchased by a group led by developer Greg Porter and Jeff Trigger of La Quercia Hospitality Group. They run Second Bar and Kitchen and Boiler 9, which is there at Seaholm.
Yeah.
I mean, they've really updated it. It looks beautiful. I don't know if you'd been to Green Pastures there kind of near the end of her run, but it had gotten a little bit tired. I once joked that it was kind of looked like a house that maybe Scooby-Doo and his crew would investigate for ghosts. And it's really been updated. It's beautiful. There are not only peacocks in the trees and roaming the property, there's some Williamsburg blue peacock wallpaper upstairs that matches the wainscoting. There are these muted emerald-colored couches in the sitting areas and the ante rooms. The place invites you to kind of hang out and linger. There's music playing from the 50s and 60s, harkening back to the heyday of Green Pastures, early rock and roll and boogie-woogie and stuff like that. The old Victorian staircase is still there as a centerpiece. There's pictures of the family. There's just a real sense of place and occasion.
So they're retaining a lot of the history and character of the place. A lot of people will want to know, is the milk punch still there?
The milk punch is still there, and it's punchier than ever. The beverage director, Jason Stevens, one of Austin's great cocktail guys, his rendition has bourbon, cognac, and Jamaican rum, and it all sloshes beneath this hood of nutmeg-dusted vanilla cream. And it's a small glass, and that's for a reason. You don't need a whole lot of it, and that's obviously one of the centerpieces at an excellent brunch, one of my favorite brunches in town. I'm not a huge brunch guy, but I really enjoyed brunch there, the brioche French toast with its own boozy bourbon maple syrup and some creamy grits and fried eggs. And then my favorite thing, the tender buttermilk fried chicken and these baseball-sized poached eggs and hollandaise sauce on fluffy biscuits. That is definitely my favorite brunch dish.
What are things like at dinner?
Green Pastures kind of had that Southwestern with a little bit of Louisiana thrown in, intercontinental cuisine back in the day. Things are much more pan-Southern now on Chef Josh Thomas's menu. So there's Low Country Sea Island Red Pea Ragu on a ruby red trout. There's a spicy gumbo, the herbs that kind of remind you of New Orleans. No more bacon-wrapped quail. Instead, you've got things like a juicy smoked pork chop with shaved squash. Thomas has some Indian roots as well, and you see that in a basmati rice bowl, which was rich and sweet with coconut curry and roasted vegetables. Probably my favorite stuff at dinner, actually, were the thoughtful touches to the appetizers. There's chicken liver pate that had a fennel and apple chutney to accompany it, and there was cashew chili cream on this array of rainbow carrots in a salad. Really like the appetizers there.
Anything you didn't like?
You know, there are a few things. The beef, unfortunately, it's well-sourced, but a cheeseburger arrived kind of room temp. I think it had been sitting around. Our server got slammed that night. Dinner lasted a long time. Really nice guy, knowledgeable, but service went on for a while, and I think that the temperature on the cheeseburger was probably because of that. And then another night, a New York strip, really kind of an unwieldy block of meat, and it needed salt. So probably an easily corrected mistake there. And the desserts didn't do much for me either. They kind of felt like throwaways. But the reboot has really been done well.
Green Pastures was kind of a fine dining, special occasion type place. What are the prices like at Maddie's?
It is still kind of an occasion place. We saw multi-generational families there. I saw a 21st birthday there. So you're looking at $30 entrees thereabouts, you know, $12 appetizers, whatever. So depending on if you have a drink or two, maybe $75 a person. So it is still an occasion place. You can get in for cheaper than that, obviously, at brunch. And I would recommend, whether it's brunch or dinner, that you make reservations While there are a lot of little dining areas, there's not a ton of tables, so space is at a premium, and they do offer complimentary valet parking.
The restaurant is Maddie's at Green Pastures. In Bolden Creek, you can read Matthew Odom's full review in Friday's print edition of the Austin American Statesman or right now at austin360.com. Matthew Odom's the Statesman's restaurant critic. Thanks for your time, Matthew.
Always a pleasure, Nathan.
Thank you.